Welcome to Land Yap. I'm KEDM News Director Bob Lennox. My guest today, Maggie Warwick with the Songwriters Academy of Louisiana, as well as a songwriter herself, and Alan Brogman, who is kind of heading up something very special coming to our area. Louisiana Hayride Year of the Song. It's going to be coming up Thursday. That's January 14th, so coming up tomorrow. Maggie, Alan, welcome.
Good morning, Bob.
Morning, Bob. It's so great to join you this morning.
Oh, well, Maggie, great to have you on. And, of course, you and the Louisiana Hayride Band, talking about something that very prominent over in Shreveport. Remember back in the days of real radio?
Absolutely. KWKH.
And so now we have, this is a new version of it, I guess you could say, really just inspired by what happened during the Louisiana Hayride days. Now, Maggie, with the Songwriters Academy of Louisiana and the Louisiana Music Commission, very special thing. Year of the Song, that is actually something that has been proclaimed here in the state of Louisiana.
Yes, it has. This was an idea that the director of the Louisiana Music Commission, Lynn Orso, implemented, and he also is a songwriter, and he will be here with us at the Dixie Center for the Arts tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. when we do the show. And I'm serving now as the chairman of the Music Commission, so he called me about this great idea, and I said, oh, that's wonderful. Let's visit with the governor and let's see if we can get all of the leadership of the state involved. And we did. We visited with quite a number of our legislators, and they were all for it. Everyone is so excited. This leads us into our music industry development in Louisiana, which is our main focus, to make opportunities for all of our people in Louisiana to work in the music industry here and build businesses and have a great entrepreneurship program that is being developed, and opportunities for building recording studios, making records in Louisiana, and actually creating a viable music industry in Louisiana that becomes one of our forces for economic development here. And we're making great strides. The governor has declared 2010 Year of the Song in honor of Louisiana songwriters. We have formed the new organization for songwriters to join up and be part of this. It's called the Songwriters Academy of Louisiana, also known as Say La La, which is a wonderful thing. The acronym for the organization spells S-A-L-A, so that means Say Louisiana, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. Well, Alan, the Louisiana Hayride, talk about the storied past of this and also the history there, and talk about the songwriters from the state, and really a place where a lot of folks got their start, and a lot of folks that in their early beginnings, some notable names that's, you know, really got rolling with the Louisiana Hayride, and things took off from there. And really bringing that back, and Dixie Center for the Arts coming up tomorrow night.
Well, I'm going to defer to Ms. Maggie here, because she is the one who knows all about the history of the Hayride, because she's the one who has been who's really heading up this whole effort of reviving the Hayride. So Maggie,
yes,
being in Shreveport, knows it all.
Of course, I have been in the music business forever in my life. I actually started as a teenager and began actually with Johnny Horton. And he was a star of the Louisiana Hayride and invited me and my sister to sing on the Hayride. And we did shows with him, and we were on the original Hayride. And his manager, Tillman Franks, who was one of the giants in the music industry, managed many great artists and the Hayride. And so this is a great tradition where Hank Williams began there, Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, of course, Johnny Horton, Carl mm-hmm. Perkins, Kitty Wells, Doug Kershaw and his brother, Rusty and Doug. There's just so much heritage here. Farron Young, Webb Pierce, Jim Reeves. I mean, it just goes on and on. The greatest entertainers from America and country music songwriters and artists that are icons of the world. And so we are moving forward to reactivate the Louisiana Hayride and bring a new show into being that will create opportunities for new artists, new songwriters, or anybody, any age.
Mm-hmm.
And we welcome all songwriters from Louisiana and the surrounding areas to come and join this great adventure,
mm-hmm.
and we really want it to be opportunity. The Louisiana Hayride is also known as Cradle of the Stars because there were so many stars that began on the Louisiana Hayride.
And so many that are looking forward. We have just about a minute left here, Maggie, so we do want to get to the lineup coming up. And also, there is an admission fee, and tickets are available as well, Alan, so if you can tell us a little bit about that.
That's right. Tickets are available in Monroe at Matt's Music, as well as in Ruston at Piney Hills Music, Patton's Western Wear, and, of course, the Dixie Center. The show's tomorrow from 7 to 9:30, and the lineup features Buddy Flett, Joe Osborne, Kevin Gordon, Shannon McNally, Paul Burch, Jimbo Mathis, David Egan, the Levees, of course, Maggie Warwick and the Louisiana Hayride Band, Kenny Bill Stinson, Charlie Barrett, Monty Russell, and I might pick a tune or two. But thank you so much.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Alan's going to sing for us.
All right,
it's going to be a great fun, a jam, and the audience participation. So everybody come, and there'll be tickets at the door, right, Alan?
That's right, Maggie. Yep.
Okay, anybody, we really welcome. And also, special rates for students, $5 for students.
All right. Thank you, Maggie and Alan, for joining us. Dixie Center of the Arts, Louisiana Hayride, Year of the Song, coming up tomorrow night.
Thanks, Bob.